If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 30, Building Self-Esteem, Embracing Your Worth and Potential. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're embarking on the profound journey into the world of self-esteem. In a world where external validation often dictates our sense of worth, understanding and embracing our inherent value is essential. Self-esteem is the bedrock of our identity, influencing how we see ourselves, how we interact with the world, and ultimately how we live our lives. Before we dive into this transformative episode, I have a few announcements. Metanoia Madness, you know, we're on YouTube. Come check us out, man. Subscribe to our channel for transformative content and hit that notification bell so you never miss an update. Visit our website, metanoiamadness.com. We've got blog posts, insights, and more information about our episodes. Sign up for our newsletter, join the Metanoia Madness community, and stay in the loop. A big heartfelt thank you to everybody that's sharing your thoughts and stories on social media. I've recently been a lot more active on Threads, that way we can start building a community and really expand on the conversations of the episodes. So be on the lookout, check out the Instagram page where I'll be posting the Threads and we can talk about it. In this episode, we'll explore what self-esteem truly means, how to build and nurture it, and the power of embracing your unique quality. We'll also tackle the ever-present challenges of self-doubt, and how to cultivate confidence. Through personal stories, reflections, and practical strategies, we aim to help you embrace your worth and potential. Self-esteem isn't just a reflection of how we see ourselves in the mirror. It's a deep internal compass that guides how we navigate the world. It influences every decision we make, the way we interact with others, and even how we pursue our dreams. Self-esteem shapes our reality, creating the lens through how we perceive our worthiness and potential. To truly understand and nurture self-esteem, we need to journey inward, exploring the layers of our beliefs, experiences, and emotions that define our sense of self. Imagine self-esteem as the foundation of a house. It's not immediately visible, but it holds everything together. It's about embracing your intrinsic value, not because of what you do or achieve, but simply because you exist. This recognition goes beyond self-confidence. It's a deep, unwavering belief that you are deserving of love, respect, and happiness. When you see yourself through the eyes of self-esteem, you acknowledge your flaws and mistakes without letting them define you. You stand firm in your truth, allowing your authentic self to shine through. It's the quiet power that lets you face the world without the need for external validation. The roots of self-esteem run deep into the soil of our early experiences. As children, the way we were treated by parents, caregivers, and peers forms a blueprint of our self-worth. Were you encouraged to celebrate being yourself? or were you constantly told you weren't enough? These early messages create a script that plays out in our minds, often influencing us long after we've left childhood behind. Society, with its constantly changing expectations and definitions of success, adds another layer, often telling us that our worth is conditional, based on achievements, appearance, or social status. Reflecting on these influences, ask yourself, what were the unspoken rules about worthiness in your family? How have societal pressures shaped your self-view? These insights are crucial because they reveal the hidden scripts that may still be guiding your life. By bringing them to light, you have the power to rewrite them, to choose a narrative that aligns with your true self. You can decide to see your worth not through the lens of external achievements, but through the inherent value that you bring to the world just by being you. This journey into understanding self-esteem is about peeling back the layers, recognizing the stories that have been written for you, and deciding which ones you want to keep. It's about stepping into your own light, understanding that you are enough, just as you are. As you explore these roots and begin to nurture them with self-awareness and self-compassion, you create fertile ground for your self-esteem to flourish. This is where true transformation begins, when you acknowledge and embrace your inherent worth, not as something you earned, but a birthright. I think we can all agree that middle school isn't exactly known for kids having a high sense of self-esteem, and I was no exception to this. I remember we had to move into a new place about halfway through my sixth grade year, but by this point in my life, I had already mastered the art of letting go. And I had gotten to the point where I was ready to move on to my next adventure. So it didn't really affect me that much, or so I had thought. Fast forward to the end of my sixth grade year, and the move, the lack of self-esteem, and this particular period of time in my life had taken its toll on me. And the only way that I felt I'd be okay was to be homeschooled. I remember I basically begged my parents to sign me up to take classes at home. I convinced myself that neither my peers or my teachers liked me. I was quote-unquote too different to be friends, and I could never fit in. My parents, being the loving and supportive parents that they are, didn't hesitate and made the arrangements for me to start my seventh grade year from home. To my surprise, by the second semester of being enrolled at home, I began receiving messages on my Facebook from a lot of kids from school, asking where I'd been and what had happened. You see, the place we lived wasn't big at all, so some kids had seen me around town and in different stores and riding my bike. So for them, it was weird to know that I was still around, I just wasn't in school. Especially because there was only one middle school we could attend. This was a crucial point in my adolescent years, because it was the first time I realized how strong my mind was. I had such a low sense of love and understanding about myself that I had convinced myself that the people around me not only didn't like me, but didn't want me around. So you can imagine the amount of self-reflection this put me in. When they not only liked me, but they missed me in my absence and wanted to make plans to hang out. Low self-esteem can act as an invisible barrier, holding us back from reaching our full potential. It can lead to self-doubt, anxiety, and reluctance to pursue opportunities. Recognizing these barriers is the first step towards breaking free and embracing your worth. Nurturing self-esteem is not about a one-time event. It's a lifelong journey that requires constant nurturing, patience, and self-awareness. It's about cultivating a mindset that consistently reinforces your sense of self-worth, even when faced with the challenges of setback. Let's explore how we cultivate and maintain a healthy sense of self-esteem. Our inner dialogue is like the soundtrack of our lives, shaping our beliefs and actions. Positive self-talk isn't just about saying nice things to yourself. It's about actively choosing to replace negative narratives with empowering ones. Picture your mind as a garden. What you plant and nurture will grow. By choosing positive, affirming thoughts, you cultivate a mindset that supports and strengthens your self-esteem. Instead of letting a negative thoughts dominate, you can consciously decide to be your own cheerleader. Remind yourself of your worth and potential. Try writing down 3 affirmations that resonate deeply with you, something that speaks to your strengths and aspirations. These could be simple statements like, "I am worthy of love and respect," or "I have the power to create the life I desire." Repeating these affirmations daily, especially during moments of doubt, can shift your mindset. Each repetition enforces the positive message, slowly transforming the way you view yourself and your capabilities. It's not just about repeating words, it's about believing them and setting the belief to shape your reality. In a world that often demands perfection, embracing your imperfections can be revolutionary. But true self-esteem comes from recognizing that you are enough, just as you are. Perfection is a myth, an impossible standard that no one can truly meet. Embracing your flaws, quirks, and imperfections is an act of self-love. It's about acknowledging that every mistake is an opportunity to learn. Every flaw is a unique aspect of your humanity. When you accept yourself wholly, you create a space for joy and for authentic living. Reflect on a time when you faced a challenge because of a perceived flaw or mistake. How did accepting your imperfection change your outcome? Did it allow you to grow, to learn, or to connect with others more deeply? Embracing our imperfections isn't about settling. It's about recognizing the beauty in being human and allowing that understanding to enrich our lives. Every small victory is a step toward building a strong foundation of self-esteem. Celebrating the achievements isn't about boasting. It's about acknowledging your efforts and progress. Each accomplishment, no matter how minor it may seem, is a testament to your ability to set goals, overcome obstacles, and grow. By taking the time to celebrate these moments, you reinforce the belief that you are capable and deserving of success. These celebrations serve as reminders for your resilience and determination, providing motivation to continue striving towards your goals. Think of a recent achievement that you haven't taken the time to celebrate. It can be completing a project, making a healthy choice, or simply getting through a tough day. Take a moment to acknowledge it. Write it down, tell a friend, or reward yourself in a small way. These acts of recognition not only boost your self-esteem, but also encourage the habit of acknowledging your worth and efforts regularly. Our individuality is our greatest asset, yet embracing it can be one of the most challenging things we do. In a world that often encourages conformity, celebrating what makes us unique can feel like a rebellious act, but it's this very act that can lead us to the most profound sense of self and purpose. Each of us is a tapestry woven from the threads of our experiences, dreams, and inherent traits. This makes our individuality a work of art. Embracing our uniqueness isn't just about acknowledging what makes us different. It's about loving those differences, nurturing them, and letting them be the light that guides our path. There's power in stepping into our true selves and saying, "This is me, with all my quirks, strengths, and flaws." Pause and think about qualities that make you uniquely you. These are the colors of your personal tapestry. Maybe it's your sense of humor, your empathy, or your passion for a particular cause. How do these traits shape your interactions, decisions, and outlook on life? Reflecting on your individuality isn't just a feel-good exercise. It's an affirmation for your role in the grand scheme of things. You are not a mere observer. You are an active participant, bringing a unique perspective that only you can offer. Remember a moment when you embraced your true self. Perhaps it was a time when you spoke up for what you believed in, pursued a passion that wasn't the norm, or simply allowed yourself to be vulnerable and authentic in your relationship. How did embracing your true self change the dynamics of your situation? Did it open new doors, create deeper connections, or bring about a sense of inner peace? These moments of authenticity are powerful because they show us that being true to who we are is not only possible, but incredibly rewarding. Throughout history, the individuals that made the most impact are those who dared to be different. Think of innovators like Steve Jobs, who embraced his unconventional vision to create groundbreaking technology, or artists like Frida Kahlo, who channeled her pain and perspective into art that spoke to souls of millions. Their stories remind us that it's not about fitting in. It's about standing out in a way that feels true to who we are. Authenticity isn't just a trait, it's a revolutionary act. When we are authentic, we attract people who resonate with our true selves. These relationships are richer, more fulfilling, and provide a support system that encourages further personal growth. Seek out individuals who appreciate you for who you are, not who they want you to be. Surround yourself with a tribe that values authenticity, will reinforce your own journey, and create a community of mutual respect and support. Embracing our unique qualities is more than just an act of self-love. It's a declaration of our right to be who we truly are. By honoring what makes us unique, we pave the way for a life that's not only fulfilling, but also deeply aligned with our highest selves. This authenticity is the foundation upon which we build our self-esteem, our relationships, and our legacy. Self-doubt can be a shadow lurking in the corners of our minds, whispering that we're not good enough, not capable, or not worthy. But it's important to remember that self-doubt, like any shadow, only exists where there's light. It's a signal that you're on the edge of something significant, something that can lead to profound growth. Self-doubt often originates from a fear of failure, rejection, or not meeting societal standards. It can feel like a protective barrier, keeping us from taking risks. But in reality, it's a barrier that prevents us from reaching our true potential. By recognizing where your self-doubt comes from, you can begin to dismantle it piece by piece. Ask yourself, whose voice is this? Is this doubt based on my own experience, or have I internalized someone else's criticism? Recognizing the source is the first step towards reclaiming our narrative. Confidence isn't about never doubting yourself. It's about feeling the doubt, acknowledging it, and deciding to move forward anyway. It's the quiet assurance that comes from knowing you have faced challenges before, and you'll face them again, and each time you do it, you grow stronger. This transformation begins with self-talk. How you speak to yourself shapes your reality. Instead of saying, I can't, what if I could? Replace I'm not good enough with I'm learning and I'm growing. Each time you choose to speak kindly to yourself, you're building a foundation of confidence, brick by brick. Take a moment to think about a situation where self-doubt's been holding you back. Now visualize yourself facing the situation with calm and confidence. Imagine yourself taking the steps necessary to succeed. Feel the relief and pride in your accomplishment. Visualization is a powerful tool that helps rewire our brain towards positive outcomes. Practice this regularly, and you'll start to notice shifts in your confidence levels. Consider a time in your life when you overcame self-doubt. How did you feel before you took the leap? What were the fears holding you back, and how did you manage to silence them, even if it was just momentarily? Reflecting on these moments reminds you of your resilience and the strength you have to face future doubts. Resilience is not just about bouncing back from failures. It's about building the capacity to withstand challenges, learn from them, and continue moving forward. Anytime you face self-doubt and choose to act anyway, you're strengthening your resilience. This resilience becomes the bedrock of your confidence, reassuring you that no matter what happens, you have the inner strength to handle it. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who see your potential even when you can't. Their encouragement can be a powerful antidote to self-doubt. When you're feeling unsure, reach out to those who uplift you. Sometimes we need others to hold a vision for us until we can pick it back up for ourselves. As we journey through life, self-doubt will inevitably appear. But understanding its origins, transforming our inner dialogue, and embracing our unique path, we can turn self-doubt into a powerful catalyst for building unshakable confidence. Every step you take towards your dreams, despite your doubt, is a victory worth celebrating. Remember, confidence isn't about being fearless. It's about moving forward in the presence of fear. So step into your power, embrace your journey, and know that you are enough as you are. Thank you for joining me today on Metanoia Madness. If you found this episode inspiring, please share it. Leave a review and subscribe to our YouTube channel and website for more content that empowers and uplifts. And be on the lookout for the Threads conversations. Stay connected with us on social media for updates and insights, and continue sharing your stories and experiences. They're a vital part of this community. Until next time, remember that you are powerful, you are authentic, and you are amazing the way you are. Step boldly into your true potential. I'm Nicholas, signing off.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.